Media reports say the ceasefire is holding, but the fighting in Juba over the past few days has forced 36,000 to flee their homes, hundreds of thousands already displaced in the country following the ongoing civil conflict. Here is what two displaced people in Juba had to say.
You can just bring some snack for the kids because we stayed for 3 days without anything to eat. And also the rain is raining. This is raining season that we need shelter. We need some like camp for the children.
They need clothes. They need something to eat, especially I mentioned the basic need, the food and the water. These are the first priority for them. The situation is very worse. It's terrible.
A wary calm has returned to the city. Philip Wani has been speaking to Henry Lubang, who lives in the South Sudanese capital.
This morning, the time when I wake up, I come outside, I saw even the situation is a bit normal because the people are moving roadside. Any road you can see, the people are moving, they are going back to their families. So after that, I decide to come and visit my in-law there since Friday. They come from Maban. So since that day up to now, they have been here in Unimis compound. So nowhere to get the food. So I come to assist him because I want to go with him home.
The situation, you say it's okay, people are moving normally and all this.
Yeah, people are moving normally. Even I use the boda-boda from the 7 days runabout up to Unimis gate.
Now that you have been out and you are able to come in, what assurances are you giving them now?
I think the insurance is just even this morning, my wife, they went to the market, they got the other shops, they're open, they're buying the beans, they're there in the house. So what is not there is only those green vegetables, it's not there in the market. So that is what is not there in the market. So the situation is a bit normal, not like the one of Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday.
Despite the cessation of fighting on the streets, the UN Human Rights Office has said it remains concerned. Here's spokesperson Cécile Pouy speaking in Geneva.
We are deeply concerned at reports of civilians being prevented from seeking refuge in the premises of the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, and in some cases being shot at while trying to do so. We are also deeply worried at reports that UN compounds and protection of civilians' sites have been directly caught in the fighting and apparently at times directly targeted.
The UN Secretary-General said in forceful terms on Monday that the outbreak of fighting clearly showed that the leaders of South Sudan had failed their people. Matthew Wells, United Nations.